Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
The market for singles holidays is growing, but it isn't only people who are single who are choosing them. Some couples just want different things from a holiday. Pippa Jacks is the editor of Travel Trade Gazette. It's a weekly newspaper for the travel industry.
Market intelligence from Mintel says that 28.6 million holidays were taken in 2012 by single adults. And this market's actually growing more rapidly than the overall overseas holiday market.
Most people who go on singles holidays, surely though, are single.
The vast majority are, yes, but for example, Just You, which is one of the specialists in this market, a good fifth of their customers are actually married or have a partner but just choose to holiday without their partner, perhaps once a year or all of their holidays in that year.
And are these a growing proportion then?
Yes, they are. I think as holidaymakers become more aware that there are specialist holidays out there and more open to the idea that they could holiday in a different way at some point during the year than their partner, it's actually becoming a bigger proportion overall.
Now let's hear from someone then who goes on a singles holiday but isn't single. Cindy Dinsmore first looked into single holidays when her mum-in-law was widowed, but she ended up taking advantage of singles holidays herself, leaving her husband at home.
The attraction for me is to basically see the world, which I'm managing to do very nicely. I go on the very busy tours because I like to be kept out and about all day, but I also like meeting different people, different ages, different backgrounds, different social standings. So for me, it is very much about the holiday first and foremost and being looked after, but also to have a very social 10, 14, 20 days.
Tell me where you've been.
I've been to many places. I've been to Austria, Kenya, Safari, Tuscany, Hong Kong with New Zealand. I've been to about 4 American tours, Poland.
Why won't your husband go?
It's his idea of hell. No, he works hard, bless him, and he just wants to go on a lounger and absorb the sun and just veg out.
Do you miss him when you're abroad looking at all these wonderful cultural sites?
I think it's a shame he's not with me. Yes.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
The market for singles holidays is growing, but it isn't only people who are single who are choosing them. Some couples just want different things from a holiday. Pippa Jacks is the editor of Travel Trade Gazette. It's a weekly newspaper for the travel industry.
Market intelligence from Mintel says that 28.6 million holidays were taken in 2012 by single adults. And this market's actually growing more rapidly than the overall overseas holiday market.
Most people who go on singles holidays, surely though, are single.
The vast majority are, yes, but for example, Just You, which is one of the specialists in this market, a good fifth of their customers are actually married or have a partner but just choose to holiday without their partner, perhaps once a year or all of their holidays in that year.
And are these a growing proportion then?
Yes, they are. I think as holidaymakers become more aware that there are specialist holidays out there and more open to the idea that they could holiday in a different way at some point during the year than their partner, it's actually becoming a bigger proportion overall.
Now let's hear from someone then who goes on a singles holiday but isn't single. Cindy Dinsmore first looked into single holidays when her mum-in-law was widowed, but she ended up taking advantage of singles holidays herself, leaving her husband at home.
The attraction for me is to basically see the world, which I'm managing to do very nicely. I go on the very busy tours because I like to be kept out and about all day, but I also like meeting different people, different ages, different backgrounds, different social standings. So for me, it is very much about the holiday first and foremost and being looked after, but also to have a very social 10, 14, 20 days.
Tell me where you've been.
I've been to many places. I've been to Austria, Kenya Safari, Tuscany, Hong Kong with New Zealand. I've been to about 4 American tours, Poland.
Why won't your husband go?
It's his idea of hell. No, he wants to be, he works hard, bless him, and he just wants to go on a lounger and absorb the sun and just veg out.
Do you miss him when you're abroad looking at all these wonderful cultural sites?
I think it's a shame he's not with me, yes.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.